What would you call it? You might say you carry a certain amount of wood, or how much wood could you carry? You'd say you carry a what? You know, one man would carry. You might be out cutting wood.
Arm load
into the house. Do you ever have a name for that, the same amount of corn maybe you carry, you know, or what'd you call that? When a woman what would you use to carry water in? What would you use to carry water in?
Pail.
Pail? Was that made out of, what was that made out of?
It was made out of a wooden bucket or even a galvanized pail or like that.
Do you ever have anything you slop the pigs with, feed the pigs with?
Slop can?
You call that a slop can? Okay. What about the big black thing that your mother used to do, you know, you'd have to boil stuff in, or big old black round thing?
Pot?
Yeah, you do the washing.
Kettle? That's a kettle, that's a pot, iron pot. That's the best thing you can cook in the iron pot.
Yeah?
Oh, they got that old pot. Listen, your stomach's got to have so much iron in it.
Uh-huh.
When that old iron pot's for you cooking down, and leave a little water in them at night, maybe not wash them till in the morning, she'd rust on top of it. That's the healthiest thing here, cooking on an iron pot. My wife nearly cooked nothing there, but old iron pot. My mother. Now come here. I don't know any pot. No, you got to have so much iron in your stomach.
Yeah. What would you use to pour water through a wide mouth barrel, maybe into a narrow?
Funnel?
Use a funnel? And what would you put flowers in the house? You pick flowers and you bring them in and put them in a?
Vase.
In a vase? Okay. What would you use to eat?
Spoon or plate?
Yeah, you cut with a
knife.
Yeah. And you pick it up with a. You used to hold it while you.
Right.
You used to